Today, visiting with Josh Heyer, superintendent from Ogden. Good to have you in. What? No snow day?
No snow day today, Jim. Good to have you.
That is, you know what? We had a really nice, I mean, for weather-wise, December, well into January, and then all of a sudden Mother Nature goes, oh, yeah, it is wintertime. For you, and we hadn't really talked too much about it beforehand, but the process you're going to use to make that decision, and again, I know you got to work with Denny and you check out as many sources as you can. Superintendents kind of talk amongst themselves as well.
They do, yeah. So with me being a first-year superintendent, and obviously November and December treated me pretty well with the weather. And I've learned a lot over the last couple of weeks about kind of the process and protocol. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of different things that we're considering. There's a lot of pieces of data that we're gathering, you know, when making those decisions. Some of them are pretty obvious, you know, when you're going to have a blizzard and, you know, below 30 degrees, you know, with the wind chill, it makes it pretty clear cut. But, you know, we are ultimately talking to our buildings and grounds director, transportation director. I'm in communication with several superintendents, you know, that we connect with. But we're looking at what are the conditions in Boone County, mm-hmm. as well as the surrounding. We actually have a number of our employees that commute in to Ogden. And when we look at those roads, road conditions, it's not just our heavy roads, it's also our gravel roads and how are they performing and handling. We also look at the parking lots and the sidewalks, you know, so I think it may be nice and the roads are decent, but because of the amount of snowfall that we had, we can't actually have people come into our parking lot. So those things kind of take in consideration. Equipment, can it hold up to the conditions? When we're talking 30 below with a wind chill and we get buses out there.
You don't like
there.
To have buses out in that. Yeah, yeah. With too many kids on them.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, we're just looking at all those things and safety for the most part. Is it reasonably safe to have students, staff, and families out there? And we try and make the best decision that we can.
It's one of those, you got to look at a variety of things. All districts, really. Now, for you guys, for Ogden, western part of the county, pretty wide open, a lot of blowing and drifting, a lot of whiteouts, and some of those gravel roads drift pretty good.
They do. So, I'm so thankful for Denny Good. You know, he is out there probably at 4 in the morning just driving some of our routes and making sure that they're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just conversing and talking to him and, again, making the best decision that is it reasonably safe for our students, staff, and family to come into school.
It's and then getting the word to them. Now, Ogden has used – you've spread the word, Infinite Campus. I think you've used that in the past. But you have a new app now you're working with trying to – maybe get even more information out about what's going on in the district.
Absolutely. So we sat down as an administrative team in December and said, how are we going to handle the communication if we have inclement weather? And I think we have a pretty good process as far as pushing it out with Infinite Campus and then also getting it on social media. I'm excited. Well, we also went ahead and went forward with a new app. It's the Ogden app, and you can download that. And what that will allow is if you are not in the Infinite Campus system as an immediate contact, you're a community member, a patron, a grandparent, just somebody who has a vested interest mm-hmm. in Ogden, you'll actually be able to get those push out notifications. And we actually, I think we went live on that on January 15th.
Okay.
So that is out.
Right in the midst of the extreme cold.
Yes, absolutely. So if you have not downloaded that app, in essence, it's very similar to our website, but mm-hmm. it's going to be just a simple app. At a push of a button, you'll be able to get those information, calendar, a directory, critical information as far as announcements, and we are able to do those push notifications as well.
Yeah. For those that have the app from Boone, they did one as well. I think last year they started theirs. But again, same kind of thing. It offers you an opportunity to get news items and other things from the district. Even if you're just within the district or, you know, like you said, even a grandparent that's a ways away and still wants to follow along with what's going on.
Yeah.
Another easy way to try to get that information out in a timely fashion. Did want to ask you about the incident in Perry, the shooting in Perry. Ogden School District, relatively close. And I know, all of our, we're right here in the neighborhood. So it happened, and there was a quick reaction from law enforcement. And I'm Ogden District, like Boone and United, Madrid, all got visits very quickly by our local law enforcement.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just, I think they just wanted to get there to let people know we're here, you're okay.
Absolutely. First, I guess my heart goes out. We do share a boundary with Perry and our community as a whole. It's just been, how can we help? And just kind of feel helpless. So I can only imagine what Perry is going through at this time, and we're here and standing mm-hmm. with them. Specifically on January 4th, as quickly as we found out that information, we were talking with local law enforcement and trying to make a decision on do we go into a lockdown, a shelter-in-place situation. And we quickly were able to, within matters of minutes, we had Boone County Police and also a DNR mm-hmm. officer in our campus. And we wanted to go ahead and make sure that our building and our students and staff were safe. But also, we didn't want to send everybody in concern as far as putting into sure. a lockdown situation. We were confident with the information that we were receiving from the law enforcement that we did not need to at that time. So we proceeded as normal as possible, and we communicated with our families just to let them know that we did have law enforcement on site and that we were going to be able to be taken care of mm-hmm. During that day.
It's one of those familiar with the staff and that, because you do, again, like you said, you share a boundary. So we're well aware of a lot of the folks down in Perry and do a lot of things down there. So
absolutely. We have even a number of our students that are open enrolled into Ogden, you know, and they were just very concerned about, you know, their classmates or sure. former classmates. So, you know, we had our counselors readily available to talk to anybody that was being impacted during that day. Mm-hmm. And we continue to do that. And beyond that, we're continually looking at our safety protocols mm-hmm. and procedures. And we're revisiting that with the board and making sure that the things that we are doing are good, and we can always do better when we're talking about safety. So we're always analyzing those things.
You know, one of the things, and this would have been before you came, I'm not sure how you're handling it now. I may have asked you this question before, but you shared with Boone, or Ogden and Boone had shared, a mental health professional at the elementary level. And I don't know if that's still happening. What's the situation there?
That partnership is still alive this year.
Okay.
I believe that Boone is identifying the need mm-hmm. and that they are going to go ahead and utilize that person full-time next year. So with that being said, though, we will be looking at some type of way that we can partner with another school to be able to continue to get those supports, whether it be a social worker, a mental health expert. It's a need in the state of Iowa. It's a need in schools. We will be looking to continue that partnership with somebody moving forward.
It's more your older students would be more aware of it. I think probably middle school on down or elementary, they probably weren't very aware of it. And the big thing is going to be sooner or later, they're going to know.
Yes.
They're going to know about something yep. like that. So do they get scared in their own school? And that's the idea. No, you're safe here. Except for, you guys have been having a lot of fire alarms lately.
We have had a few of those, yes.
So, yep. Folks, I don't know. We have to get in and check the system and make sure it's working right. Maybe it's the cold. That does some amazing things to it, too. Let's talk a little bit. You did get a grant. What, Homeland Security grant?
Yeah, so the state of Iowa had the opportunity for all schools and districts to be able to get $50,000 per campus. And that was something that was, I think, back in 2022 is actually okay. when that was starting to get rolled out. They did a vulnerability assessment, so we had a third party come in and really look at our safety envelope as a whole and give us some recommendations on, this is what you're doing, and these are areas how you might be able to improve your overall safety. So then after that, we went ahead and created an application with the Homeland Security. And I'm pleased to tell everybody that we actually got approval about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we're moving forward. The board has approved that. We're really excited about utilizing and leveraging that $150,000 just to really enhance and upgrade some things that we needed for overall safety.
Mm-hmm. locking doors and being able to, you know, videos and cameras and everything like that.
Cameras, some additional 911 emergency dialers. Mm-hmm. We're going to be actually putting some intermittent door on our exterior. So if a door is maybe wedged open, it'll actually give us a signal to be able to go and check those doors.
Sure.
There's just a variety of things that we're going to be able to do that just, again, extra layers of support for our buildings and our students.
Yeah. Let's talk about a couple other things. I know that one thing that you guys have been doing over there is getting a promotional video out there, and it's available now?
Is available, yeah. I pushed that out probably about a week and a half ago, and I'm really excited about the end product. We partnered with a company out of Des Moines, and I kind of gave them the task that our board has talked about recruitment and retainment. And I wanted to be able to say and give a two-minute video about this is Ogden Community Schools. So for our families, just kind of a nice reminder of all the great things that are currently going on, you know, within Ogden Community Schools. But then if you are an employee that's maybe not that is looking for possible employment, why might I consider Ogden Community? And I think this video really highlights all the great things that are going on in our campus, in our district as a whole. And I hope that it's going to be able to really help us with that recruitment and retainment efforts.
Legacy come saying, well, could we get a car?
To be honest with you, yes. I actually was down at an economic development meeting that Boone County had over in Ogden, and I think that they're going to be utilizing it as well. And the city is actually looking at, because ultimately that video captures the great things that are going on within the school, but also the community as a whole. It's just an excellent video overall that really highlights Ogden.
And it's amazing, yes, folks. You go, well, what are we doing with that? It is all part of promoting, because I know for the district, you're going, you know, things that are available in Ogden, housing that'll be available in Ogden, that brings new families, and here's your school. This is our school. That's one of the big attractions.
So. Yep, absolutely.
So we'll keep working on it.
Appreciate it.
It just keeps going forward. Working on that. By the way, you do have a group that's going to be traveling. What is it, your computer math club or what?
Yeah, so we have a computer math science club at the high school, and they actually wrote a proposal to myself and said, hey, we want to head down to St. Louis. And my first response or question was, why St. Louis? And I believe there's going to be a total solar eclipse. And they were looking at, in the United States, that path. And it actually just so happens to go fairly close to St. Louis. And they wanted to make sure that they were able to go down there and experience that, as well as some other museums, the Arch, the zoo, et cetera.
Sure.
So they went ahead and gave that proposal to the board, and the board approved the out-of-state travel. I'm excited. They're going to go down and learn those things. Great experience. But then they're going to bring that learning back and be able to share that with some of our elementary classes. So it'll be a really good day.
And again, it's out-of-state travel, board approval and needed for that. And they're covering, it sounds like they'll cover their cost or whatever they're going to be doing.
So. Yeah, all through fundraising. So that's a great thing that they're bringing awareness to those critical areas, those STEM efforts. But then they're also doing all the fundraising so that they can support that and be self-sustaining.
Yeah, because you had your FFA all went to the national convention. And again, we had a big crowd out of Boone County that went there. That was good. Let's talk a little bit about, because the last time we visited, we talked about what you were looking at to do for administratively, the structure administratively that you wanted to put in place. Working on that, how's it going? Where are we at?
We are right in the midst of it right now. So we are collecting applicants for our middle school, high school principal. It actually closes on Friday the 26th, at the end of this week. And right now we're getting a really excellent candidate pool. I believe as of the last time I checked, we were over 20 applicants. So we'll close that on the 26th, and then I'll spend the following week to kind of just vet through those, do some initial screening of some candidates. And then we are going to do the final interview on February 9th. So I'm excited to be able to get in our three final candidates and select who that next principal will be. And hopefully bring that candidate name to the board on that following Monday.
Mm-hmm. Board has the final. You do a lot of the work on it. Are you going to involve others, some of the staff and so on? Again, because I know you're trying to collaborate and put some things together here. And then you still have another vacancy in there for activities.
Correct. So I guess first off for that, we are bringing in a number of stakeholders. So I have teachers, I have directors, I have students, I have parents, and just really I value everybody's opinion and want to make sure that we get the right person. So we will have a number of people, a three-hour interview for those finalists on the 9th. So a pretty rigorous process.
Okay.
And then, yes, after that, we actually have a dean of students position, which we will be I've kind of staggered those out intentionally because I wanted to make sure that I got our middle school, high school principal on board and then allow them to be able to be at the table when we're selecting that dean of students and then also our activities director. So the ultimate goal would be that we have everybody hired and secure before we go off to spring break.
Okay. Ooh, that's pretty
it is a tight turnaround.
So but that's you knew well in advance what we were doing, so pretty easy. Having some 20-plus in a short amount of time to put out the call that we have an administrative position open, that's pretty good, response. So, and again, that's people, again, looking at that promo for the promotional video for the district. Here's what we have.
I think there's a lot of people that are excited about the location where Ogden is, the size of the school, the education that they will, if maybe they have a family. I've had some people reach out and say, I want a small town experience, but be close to a lot of amenities with the Boone, the Ames, the Des Moines area.
Sure.
And then just obviously some of the results that we've been able to get, you know, either with our academics and or in the classroom.
Well, right now, of course, with the weather we've had, we've got a few days. I don't know if you have any. You got some to make up, I think, don't you?
Well,
one?
Yeah, it depends, Jim. So, you know, we've had six different events where we've either let out early or been a late start, and we've actually had three cancellations.
Okay, so most of your calendar is on hours, like most districts do now. So many contact hours.
We are. So, you know, for the listeners, it's kind of interesting. Our teachers are on a day contract, so they need to fill 190 days, and they've missed three. So they're down to 187 right now. We need to figure out with the board what we're going to do for those days. You know, we're in January right now. There's a lot of winter yet. So we really haven't fully decided what we're going to do and adding on those days. For students, we actually are on hours. And the state of Iowa says that you need to meet that minimum threshold of 1,080. Our calendar going into before any of the inclement weather, we were at 1,120. So we actually had 40 hours of instruction built in for our students. So, you know, I think it's wait and see. We still do have a lot of winter left, but then I would be bringing a proposal to the board. You know, do we need to bring in kids for those additional hours and or our staff?
Start looking at that. It's one you just keep in mind because, well, what can we say? The last couple of weeks have been interesting. I called it our no school January there for a while.
It felt like it, didn't it?
It really did. Speaking of calendars, and I know many districts starting to take a look at what do we got for 24-25? Was it 24-25. This is one of the things, Ogden, like Boone, the issue of starting on the 23rd kind of ties your hands there. So I got some limitations, but looking at a variety of calendars, I think, at least, and see what happens.
Yeah, we are. So legislative session is up and going right now. They'll be meeting for the next, you know, 80, 90 days or so. And one of the bills that they have is to give some, I guess, a little bit more freedom to districts and have some district control as far as that start of school day. It has been that you start on August 23rd. I believe August 23rd for the 24-25 school year is a Friday.
Yeah.
And then just how your winter breaks and all those things fall, it ends up being a really tricky schedule. Our calendar, we do have a couple drafts out right now. One that would start us on the 23rd as mandated currently in law. But then if that bill does pass to give us some more freedom, there is a possibility that we might start prior to that 23rd. So we do have something that's drafted, but we're not going to bring it to the board until we really find out what exactly happens. At down in Des Moines.
I know that was one question said, well, if you adopt this, are you tied into it? No, we'll come back and do a new one.
Yeah, yeah, so, we make a
But you guys are just going to hold off and let's see what happens, and then we'll get it done when we do. Yeah, they don't want uncontrolled where you can go as early as you were going, could have gone
yes.
back in the olden days, but having a set date all of a sudden handcuffs you.
So we're hoping those handcuffs are off.
Please, that'd be good too. So that's happening. I did want to ask about that. I did want to ask a little bit about some of the teacher development stuff and things that are going on. You've been able to continue to work on some of those areas?
We are, yep. We're still working with our strategic planning. So I'm working with that third-party company. And so far in the month of January, it's been going extremely well. We will be bringing our teachers actually together, I believe, on the 31st. And really getting their insight on what's considered a desired daily experience.
Okay.
So that's going to be part of that strategic planning process. And then just giving our buildings, building principals and administrators some time on Wednesdays to continue to look at some data and really look at their overall instruction that's taking place in their buildings.
So we just keep working. Going forward, we will. We'll make it.
Yes, we will.
What's coming up next? Well, obviously, you're going to start working on budget. Well, I was going to ask you the discussion regarding AEA. Ogden, you make use of AEA professionals.
We do. Yeah. So right now, I'd say the AEA, we're a small rural community, and the needs of all of our students are very unique. And be able to support staffing for all of the unique needs of all of our students would be very expensive. So for us to be able to leverage and utilize the AEA and access to all of their expertise, we couldn't do it without them. So I think everybody in Ogden and probably across the state of Iowa is just kind of on pins and needles to really figure out what's going on with the AEAs in the future. So, yeah, we do utilize them quite a bit.
I was going to say that I know with the rural districts, it is something, it's a resource for you. You get to pull from them. Now, the question is, they've been around 50 years, nobody's really been, you know, what's happening? And so we know that there are things they want to take a look at in the area of education. It's just, we need our services.
We do need those services at some capacity.
Yeah. Again, Josh Heyer, our guest on our program today. Again, coming up February, so we'll make it through here. You have days coming off sometime or something like that. I'm looking ahead up here. February, not too much. Your next meeting is going to be coming up on the 12th?
On the 12th.
Well, except for your session, you're on the 31st. I know you've got some things that are going to be going on that night, so keep working at it.
Appreciate
Let's not
it.
Have too many more snow days.
I hope not.
All right, Josh High, our guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Have a good day, Jim.